transition by Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The learned men describe the birth and activities of the unborn and inactive, which undiscoverable even in the Vedic literature. He is the Lord of the heart. The purport by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Both the Lord and the living entity are essentially all spiritual. Therefore, both of them are eternal. And neither of them has birth and death. The difference is that the so-called birth and disappearance of the Lord are unlike those of living being. The living being who take birth and then again accept death are bound by the laws of material nature, but the so-called appearance and disappearance of the Lord are not action of material nature, but are demonstration of the internal potency of the Lord. They are described by the great sages for the purpose of self-realization. It is stated in Bhagavad Gita by the Lord that his so-called birth in the material world and his activities are all transcendental. And simply by meditation on such activities, one can attain realization of Brahman and thus become liberated from material bondage. In the Sutis, it is said that birthless appear to take birth. The Supreme has nothing to do, but because he is omnipotent, everything is performed by his naturally, as if done automatically. As a matter of fact, the appearance and disappearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his different activities are all confidential, even to the Vedic literature, yet they are displayed by Lord by bestow mercy upon the conditioned soul. We should always take advantage of narration of the activities of the Lord, which are meditation of Brahman in the most convenient and palatable form. Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Thunyavadi Pastacha Disitarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasati Gaur Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. When I read translation, I was a little confused what to say. But then actually when you read the purport, then actually Srila Prabhupada so nicely, that's why actually Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam is written as it is. It's so easy to understand. Then when I was reading the purport, then I was listening to some class and then actually came to know that what exactly Srila Prabhupada tried to tell here. In the purport, actually, this Srila Prabhupada opening the line, both the Lord and the living entities are the essential of all spiritual. Therefore, both of them are eternal and neither of them has birth and death. The difference is that the so-called birth and disappearance of the Lord are unlike those of the living beings. I think this is where the human form of body make mistake. Because Srila Prabhupada is saying that Lord is eternal and the living entity, that is eternal. But that means the God is eternal, I'm eternal. And Srila Prabhupada is saying, because that is spiritual, I'm spiritual. And because of spiritual, I'm eternal, God is eternal. And then he's saying that there has no birth and death. That means I don't have birth and death. But that means I am God, you are God, and everyone is God. Actually, that is what actually the, so many people, even before I joined in ISKCON, that was my philosophy. I am God, you are God, everyone God. You don't have to worship God. Actually, you know, you are God. Why you want to go for the God? You are God. Be nice. If you are being nice to people, very kind, that's it you need. But here, then actually Srila Prabhupada is saying very nicely, the difference is that the so-called birth and disappearance of the Lord are unlike those of living beings. They don't read this line. They read only the first two lines, that God is eternal, that God is spiritual, and we are spiritual. That means the God is eternal, and we are eternal, and that's it. That means I am God, he is God, everyone is God. And that's where the downfall coming there, actually, because they don't understand. But the second line, and that's what actually we need to understand, that what is there in the God that I don't have. Yes, he's spiritual, I'm spiritual, he's eternal, I'm eternal, he doesn't die, he doesn't take birth, I don't die, I don't take birth, but there is something different, and that different we need to understand. That means, I need to know the person who knows about Krishna, about God. If I find the person who knows about a God, who knows about Krishna, then I can ask. Because if I get lost, I have to ask the person, where can I find this place? Can you just tell me? And the person doesn't know. I know in early days, very first time actually I was driving, I asked someone, that time no GPS. So I asked someone, where is this place? And he said, this side. And I just went that side. I went about 1, 2, 3 miles, and then actually I couldn't. He said, it's just down the road. And then I asked someone, where is this place? And he said, oh, you left behind. That's actually just 2, 3 miles from here. Now 3 miles I already gone that side. That means the person, he purposely gave me the wrong direction. And then actually when I came to that place, I said, I was just not even a few seconds away from that place. But that person purposely told me to go this side. So that means actually if you don't know, then you have to ask. But who do you ask? You have to ask the right person. And here Srila Prabhupada is saying that if you ask the person who self-realizes, who's a bona fide, then the question comes that how can you find in the world the bona fide person? And that's where the Krishna comes in your mind. If you have desire, and if you really want it, if you focus that, yes, I want a bona fide spiritual master. I want a bona fide person, a self-realized person who can tell me about the God, who can tell me about what is the difference between me and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because actually I am confused here, because God is eternal, I am eternal, God is spiritual, I am spiritual, he doesn't take birth, I doesn't take birth, he doesn't die, I doesn't die. So that means actually what is this, what is that different? And that's where actually Srila Prabhupada, Krishna comes and give you the intelligence, and he will find you a right person. I think, so far my understanding, you can correct me, ISKCON is the only organization, I will repeat again, ISKCON is the only organization, or you can call it religion or the society, that value spiritual master so much. No one else, actually, nowhere else you'll find that actually they really, the value of the guru, who is actually spiritual master. Very first time actually we come in the morning aarti, 4:30, actually what do we sing? Sansara dava nalalita loka Tranaya Karunya Gana Gana Tam. We actually glorify Guru. instead of actually coming to Krishna and glorifying Krishna, first actually we glorify Guru, Sansara Dhava. And then we sing for the Yasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasado, Yasya Prasada Nagati Kutopi, Dhyam Tu Vam Tasya, Yasya Trisandhyam, Vande Guru Si Charanarvindam. Because of the mercy of Guru, one can understand Krishna. And that's why we sing every day. And then actually, Yasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasadat. If you actually have a mercy of Guru, then literally, you are there. Krishna is there for you. Because the mercy of Guru is very important. And that's why actually what we do? Bhagavat Yasya Prasadat Nagati Kutup Dhyam Tu Vam Tase Yasya Trisandhyam. That 3 times a day we must remember our Guru. That is in the morning, lunchtime, and in the evening. That's why 3 times who is taken the Brahman Diksha, they know that just 3 times they do Gayatri. What is the Gayatri? The glorifying the Guru. The thank you very much. Because of you, because of your mercy, I am here. I'm here in the Krishna consciousness. I'm here to try to understand. I'm beginning to understand Krishna. To understand Krishna is not that easy. You have to focus. Focus actually so much. Actually, when you chant, you have to chant. Concentrate your mind that only Krishna, nothing else. Dronacharya is the guru of Kaurava and Pandava. One time, he said, let me just take the test of my student, that how far they reach. He said, everyone come, I'm going to give you a test today. And he said, there is a tree here. And everyone says, yes, there is a tree. On the tree, there is a bird there. Yes, yes. And on the bird, got an eye. And you have to shoot your arrow to the eye of that bird. So he called the first student. What can you see? He said, Guru, I can see the tree. He said, okay, put your bow and arrow down. Stand one side. Second student, third, and they all reply the same thing. That I can see the bird, I can see the eye. And what else you can see? I can see the bird, I can see the tree. Then finally Arjun comes. And says, Arjun, what can you see? He said, Gurudev, the only I can see is the eye. He said, can you see the bird? He said, no. Can you see the tree? He said, no. The only thing I can see is just eye. He said, okay, you pass your test. Because he was concentrating only on eye. So when we chant, we have to concentrate only on Krishna. Put your mind from everywhere together and put it in the one direction only, Krishna. And if you chant, and here he says that the mercy, Yasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasado, Yasya Prasada Nagati Kutopi. That if you want the mercy of Guru, then you have to please your Guru. You have to follow the instruction of Guru. Srila Prabhupada, very first time he went to see his Guru, actually he refused. He said, his friend said, come and listen to this Babaji, this Sadhu, this sannyasi, and he said, I have seen enough of them. They are all bogus. They come to my house. Actually, my father is actually very kind, call everyone, but they are there just to eat. Actually, one day I went to someone's house for preaching. And we were talking to the father and mother very nicely. Then suddenly, their son came in. And I said, how are you? He said, fine. So I said, nice to see you. He said, yeah. And that time just happened that they forced me to eat something. Actually, I was in a hurry and I had to go so many different people. So I said, look, I will take just a glass of water and go. He said, no, please, first time you are in my house, can you just take a little bit? And literally, I just took just tiny bit. And his son came in. You know what he said? That's the thing. The old sadhu come to our house just to eat. I said, oh no. And I accepted because actually they forced me to eat. And then actually I said, oh, nice, very nice. Can you talk? He said, I don't have much time, but okay, I'll sit down. I said, please, you take something as well. And he said, no. And he said, if there anything left, then I will eat because you are eating. And he was very shrewd. And I felt so bad. I felt like I should just walk away from there. And I said, no, I'm here to preach. I have to take all this, you know, bitter. I have to just swallow it. Then I sat down and artificially I smiled to him and just talking to him. And inside I said, you know, I was really angry inside, but outside I said, oh, yeah, I'm talking to you. Please, can you sit down? So he sat down and then he started talking to me. And then actually I found out, you know, why he was bitter. Because he's a musician. And not just musician, because I'm a musician, actually. I like music. I'm coming from that field. That's all, he's the same field. Now we can talk. And he started talking to me. And he said, I play guitar. I said, can you play for me? Actually, I sing now. Then I sang. He said, I have a studio. I do the recording. That's my professional. I said, oh, can I see the studio? Because actually I'm in the music. I used to play this and I used to in the Bollywood, you know, like band, and actually I used to do the music before I joined ISKCON. I really enjoyed this. So I said, you enjoying this? I said, yeah, not so much, but actually I have to say something because to encourage him. So he took me to the studio, back of his house, the studio, and actually I was in the studio now. And I said, can you play guitar? Actually, I'm singing. Then I sing one tune and he played, and actually he's really good. He was playing. And then he said, do you want to listen to my music? I said, please. Then he switched on the whole thing. He closed all the doors because, you know, it's very loud. And he started playing the music. And then, so I said, why don't you come and play with us? Actually, I'm doing kirtan every Sunday from 2 o'clock till 6 o'clock. That is my duty. I'm just doing it. We are not a singer, but actually we just sing alone. And he said, I used to come. Then one time, devotee actually criticized me. I said, what did he say? He said, Prabhupada never said that you can play any instrument, and foreign instrument. Only you play madanga and kartal and harmonium, nothing else. I said, who said that? Where Prabhupada said that you can't? Anything, you use it for Krishna service. Prabhupada was going in actually Rolls Royce. Why he was going on the Rolls Royce in a nice Bentley, in a nice car? For Krishna service, you can do anything and everything. You can use anything for Krishna service. And because he was upset, literally, he left. He doesn't come. Try to bring him, then I invited him. And he promised, one day I will come and play with you. I'm going to actually do some stage program with him and actually ask him to come. Janmashtami time, actually, I'm trying. I'll go back to him. Because he promised that definitely he gave me the hand. And the youngster, when they gave the hand, that means, Tisi Radha Gokulananda ki jay, Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki jay, Tisi Gaur Nitaya Bhagwan ki jay, Jagat Sila Prabhupada ki jay. So, you know, this is actually one thing we need to understand when you go and preach. Because we want him to take the mercy of the Guru. And if we discourage him, Jaidev Prabhu here, he's using so many instruments. He sings actually on his own way. And actually, just for this Sunday, when he was doing this, one of the parents actually came to me. He said, Jaidev Prabhu is doing so good. My child has started singing so many different bhajan of Srila Prabhupada. Okay, they know now. Before he never knew anything, but now they sing at least one or two lines. That means actually he's learning. So, you know, this is what actually we need to encourage. We never discourage. Prabhupada never said that you, as far as actually I know, whatever actually I heard according to my knowledge, Prabhupada never said anything that you don't play this or you don't do this or you don't. You know, for Krishna service, anything and everything. We know that story that in the Krishna service, you can step over your own Krishna. But for your own purpose, you don't do that. But Krishna service, you can do anything and everything. So, sorry, I'm going a little off the line, but this is what actually came to my mind that actually, I never thought about this, but just came. So, you know, encouraging actually, because we want him to come to Krishna. And the only way he can come to Krishna that actually is if you preach and bring him. And his consciousness actually develop, one day he will find the Guru. And once he find the Guru, Yasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasadam. And once he find the Guru, the mercy of the Guru, the first actually Sanskrit slok I learned, because I born in India, fortunately, Srila Prabhupada said that you're very fortunate to take birth in India. That's the one thing actually I have, that yes, I have taken birth in India. I did not have any knowledge. I used to listen to Bhagavad Gita. I used to listen to Bhagavatam. There was a Dongari Maharaj. I don't know whether you heard of that. Very well-known Kathakar. And he used to recite Bhagavatam. I used to go and listen to every day. And my friend used to tell me that you are crazy. Why you want to go? He said, this is for the old people. And I was the only youngster there, collegian. And I used to listen to this. Sadhu, Dongrama. But I didn't develop actually that much love. When I came to London, very first time I met the devotee, white devotee. And he asked me, do you know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? And the first time I heard the name Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I said, what did you say? I said, he said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I said, Prabhu, I don't know. And actually, I felt better. And then actually, he started explaining to me about Krishna. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Krishna. I said, what? I said, I know Krishna. I never heard Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his name Chaitanya. He said, yeah, Chaitanya. And actually, then when he explained to me, I went home and actually started looking somewhere, some reference. And when I found out, I felt so bad that I'm from India. I'm Indian body, taken birth in India. And you should have proud of yourself that we are an Indian. The first time I felt so bad that I have taken birth in, how Krishna can give me birth in India because I don't know Krishna. And then I started. That's how actually I joined. So, it's important. The first slok actually I learned, Mukham karoti vachalam pangam langayate grim yat kripa tam ham vandesi guru dinatari. Mukham karoti vachalam. The person, the dumb, who actually can't speak, he can talk, he can start talking, he can start glorifying Krishna. Pangum langay tegrim. The person actually who is actually can't walk, he can start climbing the mountain, giri. Why? Just see Guru Dinatarine, if we get the mercy of Guru. That's why actually in the life is very important to please Guru. Because if you please the Guru, you get the mercy of the Guru. Srila Prabhupada, very first time after actually his friend actually was demanding, he said, no, you must come, you must come. He walked in, and when he walked in straight away, the sadhu said, you go in the west and preach in English language. And Srila Prabhupada looked, because he was the last person to say it. And he pointed him, Srila Prabhupada looked, is there anybody sitting behind me? And he said, no, you, I'm talking to you. And that's it. That instruction was gone into Srila Prabhupada's mind. And only thing, you go in the west and preach, you go in the west and preach, you go in the west and preach. That was actually just bombarding and bombarding. And what he did? He left everything. He wound up everything and he just gone. I know we can't actually compare, we can't actually do what Srila Prabhupada, but we can do something. And then actually he established this Krishna Conscious, International Society for Krishna Conscious. And when he gave this name, International Society, disciple said, Swamiji, we don't have any temple, you're talking about international. And he said, yes, International Society. Because he could see. For Krishna, not even God Conscious, Krishna Consciousness. He wanted to give that name. So adamant. He wanted to give that name. He gave the name. And what Srila Prabhupada did? Srila Prabhupada actually pleased his guru. His guru actually so merciful. And he gave the blessing, go. And what you do? Jare dako tare koho Krishna upadhi. Whoever you see, just talk about Krishna. Srila Prabhupada did this. Now, okay, I want to know the Krishna. Why do I want to know the Krishna? And sorry, one more thing I must tell you. Srila Prabhupada said that he's got the complete information about Krishna. Srila Prabhupada said, I have complete information about Krishna. He said, not just information of Krishna, I have the address of Krishna. And he said, I have not just have address of Krishna, I have his personal phone number. And you just dial that number. Not nowadays actually there is a machine answer the phone and you say, you get through, and they say, okay, please take one option from following list and give you sixth number. Press one for this, press two for this, press three for this. And when you come to press four, you already forgotten what is first and second one. But don't worry. They say, press star to repeat this option again. You press the star and repeat. And then you come to, and then you make sure that you have a right, which number to press. And you press, and then you say the second option comes. And then the third option comes. And finally you get to the person. And when you get to the person, what you get? Toot, 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 toot. The line is busy, please try again. Goodbye. Then you start again. But Srila Prabhupada says you don't have to do this again. You just ring the number. And what is the number? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. If you ring that number with concentrating on Krishna, with bottom of your heart, what will the answer will be? Hare Krishna, I'm Radha Gokulananda speaking. Can I help you? What can I do for you? Krishna himself will answer the call. This is actually Srila Prabhupada said. Krishna himself answered the call. I am Radha Gokulananda speaking. Imagine. You dial the number and Radha Gokulananda says, I am Radha Gokulananda speaking. I said, wow. It will happen. It will happen the one day he will answer the call. And why do I want to know him? In Bhagavad Gita, he's saying that aham sarvasa prabhu, everything is imminent for me. Whatever you see, that actually is my energy. We know that sloka very well. And because of that, because he knows everything imminent from him, whatever there in the world we see, that is nothing but his creation. And that's why actually I want to know. And Brahma Samhita, Krishna is, Brahmaji, what Brahmaji is saying? Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. Ishvara Parama Krishna. Sarva Karana Karanam is the cause of all cause. If he is the cause of all cause, if he is actually Supreme Personality of God, then actually I want to know him. Because if I know Krishna, the one thing here is saying, there is a difference, what is the difference between God and us? That actually, when Krishna appear and disappear, his own way, the material energy doesn't affect him. And if I go to him and if I listen to him and if I get the mercy, I will get the same thing. The material energy won't affect me. Though I'm in the material world, but material energy won't touch me. Like the rainwater on the lotus flower, that petal, it just, as soon as it comes, it just, they come on the top of the, on the leaf. But what happened? They just run down. Doesn't touch. And if you take that actually leaf, it's drier than anything. Just raindrop on the thing, but doesn't affect. So, we are in the material world, we have taken the birth because of our mistake. And that, what is that mistake? We think that, okay, you know, he is God, I am God, actually everyone is God. Because actually we don't understand the difference between us and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And once we know the difference between Him, He is saying that actually everything in Him, that Aham Sarvasva Prado. And Brahmaji is saying that Ishvara Paramakrishna, Sachidananda Vigraha, Anadi Adi Govinda, Sarva Karana Karanam, that the cause of all causes, that is Krishna. And if I know Him, and only way I can know Him through my Guru. But that means actually if I take the instruction from my Guru, and if I, how can I take the instruction? That actually I try to please Him. In any way, I'm still very crazy about my Guru, and one time someone told me, the devotee, actually you are crazy, you're just treating, you know, this Guru like a Bollywood star. I said, yes, He is my Bollywood star. Because I was following Him wherever He goes, actually do this, do that. I used to take the time off, go to Europe and actually, you know, follow Him. And I said, yes, I'm doing this because I think I want to please Him. I want to serve Him. And I want, if I please Him, and I read that if you please your Guru, you get the mercy, yasya prasadat bhagavat prasad. So I want to get the mercy of my Guru. And if I get the mercy of Guru, then only I have taken birth in India, but still I don't know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. First time I heard, I felt so bad that actually I'm taken birth in India, and I didn't know Krishna in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that's actually when I came to, and that foreign people actually, that white person is telling me who is Krishna. It's like someone come to my, to someone's house and tell the lady that where's the sugar in which tin. He said, oh, this is my kitchen, even I don't know where the sugar is. And how can you tell me where the sugar I keep? And I felt like this is my house. India, that's my house, and you telling me who's Krishna? And I was really angry at him, that who are you to tell me I'm Indian? I know Krishna more than you. And then I realized I had knowledge of zero. I had so many zero, and I thought actually there is a value, but then I realized, is all the zero, there is no value. You need one in the front of zero. And one zero is there, if you put one, that is 10. If you have 2 zero, that 100. But if you have 10 zeros, then there is no one, there is no value. I realized that actually I had so many zeros. But one, and that one is actually, I have to know the Guru. I have to know the Guru, I have to know the Krishna through my Guru. And if I know the Krishna through my Guru, then my life is successful. The secret of the ISKCON. And what is the secret of the ISKCON? Why ISKCON people actually are very successful? There is a secret. And that secret, they know the Guru. In the morning we sing actually Sansara Dhava. And then actually what happened? What after that actually we sing? Si Guru Charana Padma. We don't actually glorify Krishna at all very first time. First actually we come in the morning, we Sansara Dhava, and then actually the Guru Charana Padma, where is Krishna gone? But then I realized that the only way you know Krishna is if you understand the Guru. And if you understand the Guru, Yasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasad, only the mercy of the Guru. Mukham karoti vachalam. See Guru dinatayam. Only mercy of the Guru, you understand Krishna. And I want to understand Krishna because He is the Sarva Karana Karanam. Time is already 8:30. I just done actually, just few lines. I made so many notes, but we don't have time. Is there any comment? Vishwamitra Prabhu? Scholar? Any comment, any question?